Ephesians chapter 5, and I believe we'll read down through verse 8 this afternoon, beginning with verse 1. Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become a saint. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, or participants with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Verse 8 is the verse we want to deal with this afternoon. Verse 8 says, because we are changed. Because we're changed. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of the Lord. We were formerly, or in times past, in darkness. That's what a verse says. For ye were sometimes darkness. That is, everything about us was dark. Understand that darkness in the scriptures has to deal with no comprehension and no understanding, no discernment of God and the things of God. We were formerly in darkness. Turn with me to the book of John as we think of this. The book of John in chapter 1. John chapter 1 and look with me here at, well, let's begin with verse 4. Verse 5 is the one we want. In him, that is in the Word, in God, amen, the one who was made flesh, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. You understand what he's talking about here? He's talking about eternal life. Mm-hmm. If you have eternal life, you're a light. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The darkness comprehended it not. Jesus Christ was light. Amen. God made flesh. He was light. And he came to this dark world bringing light. Amen. But the darkness did not lay hold of it. Men did not lay hold of it. In and of themselves, they did not lay hold of it. And continued in their darkness. Keep your finger there in John, but 2 Corinthians, I think it's 2 Corinthians I want. I just can't even read my own writing. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. But the natural man, the man who's in darkness, the man who's in darkness receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. They are things which are discerned by the spiritual, by the Spirit of God. And he has not the Spirit of God. He's darkness. The light came into the darkness. Darkness did not lay hold of it. So we read another familiar portion of Scripture in the book of John in chapter 3 and in verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, just what we read there in John 1 in verse 5. Light is come into the world. Lost my place. And men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. They love their darkness. They didn't want the light. They didn't want to lay hold of the light. Why? Because the light exposes their evil deeds. It exposes their sin that they're in. And they're perfectly happy in their sin. So they would tell you. We turn with me to back to the book of Ephesians, and I know these scriptures are all scriptures that we know quite well. In chapter 2, one that we've studied quite some time ago now. In verse 1, and you have he quickened. You see, there's the key. There's the key to laying hold of the light. You have to be made alive. You have to be made alive. And you have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses. You see, the darkness didn't lay hold of the light. But we're going to see that God dispelled the light in quickening us, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. We were in darkness. We loved our darkness. We didn't want anyone to upset the fruit basket, to upset the cart. We were perfectly fine where we were. You see. But now, you see, that's the way we were. And we think, oh, how foolish we were. Yeah, we were foolish, weren't we? It was foolishness. Foolishness to the Spirit of God, foolishness to God. So, we delight in the things of God after the inner man. We are now in the Lord. What's it mean to be in the Lord? It means to be in light. It means we're enlightened. You're enlightened. I'm enlightened. If you're in the Lord, you're enlightened. Praise God for that enlightening. John chapter 8, and most of the time I quote this, but I have you turn there and read it with me. John chapter 8, in verse 12, Jesus said this. He reiterates what we read in John 1, in verse 5. 4 and 5, actually. But in verse 12, he said, I better get the 8th chapter here. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. Amen. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Amen. You see, true followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, because they're in Christ and He is light, they're walking, following the light, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Isn't that what is being dealt with here in the 5th chapter of the book of Ephesians? Mm-hmm. Walking in the light, not walking in darkness, amen, in those immoral sins that have been named previously. No, Jesus is the light. Let me show you something else. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians. Keeping in mind that Jesus is the light. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And we read in verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. For God, who is the Creator, and in creation, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the whole face of the earth. And God commanded light to shine. God's light. And He commanded it to shine out of darkness. Amen. And there was light. Has shined in our hearts, He, the Creator God, whose light, who commanded light to shine out of darkness in creation, has shined in our hearts. Amen. At regeneration. At regeneration. He shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Listen, without God shining into our hearts, we would have never seen the glory of God, Jesus Christ. But because God shined into our hearts, He who is light, and He shined, and He commanded light to shine out of darkness back there in creation, and so by shining in our hearts, He commanded the light to shine. He shone in our hearts. Amen. That we might see the glory of God in the person, in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God or Jesus Christ. Praise God for the light. Now, if he's sown into our hearts, what would we call that? Would we not call it illumination? Enlightenment? Illumination. We've been illuminated. We've been enlightened. So, what does that say about our responsibility? That which is illuminated does what?
It shines forth light, doesn't it? It shines forth what has been illuminated with. We've been illuminated with light. We've been enlightened. It's every day shining in our hearts.
What is the world to see then? They're to see the light that we're putting forth. Not our own light, but that light of God which is shining in us, and it has illuminated us, and the illumination is radiating out from us. We're to be reflectors of that light.
I just thought about it this morning. I was in my little cubby hole. My wife would call it her cubby hole. And I was sitting there and I was having devotion, thinking on Sunday school and the message this morning and everything. And as I was sitting there, I had the light right here was turned on. And we have a little accordion type thing with pictures in it, but it's got glass. And you know what was reflecting off that glass? That 100-watt bulb that's up there in the lamp on the side of the wall was reflecting off that glass.
And it makes that cubbyhole quite bright with that reflecting. That's what you and I are to be. We're to be reflectors of the light. Has God shone into our hearts to show us the glory of God in the person, in the face of Jesus Christ? If he is, well, then we can't help but give forth that light. It's there. What is he saying to us here in the fifth chapter? It's there. We ain't ought to be walking in those dark deeds of the world. What do people see when we do that? Do they see the light?
No. At that time, we're only emitting darkness. We're not children of darkness, we're children of light.
And so we ought to be putting forth that light. Look with me here at 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians in chapter 5. And look with me at verse 5. Where we read, ye are all, they're born again, and he's speaking to the Thessalonican church. They were saved, born again, members of that church. And he tells them, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Let us be carrying on in the business of the Lord, letting people see Jesus Christ in us. He's the light. Amen.
And we're to be reflecting that light.
We're to walk as children of that light. And so, in Jesus and his teachings on the Sermon on the Mount, what did he say? I know you know what he said. Matthew chapter 5. In verse 14, he said, "Ye are the light of the world." Ye that are his and members of his church, of his body. And you understand that in Scripture, the body of Christ is a metaphor for the church. Everywhere the body of Christ is used, it's a metaphor for the church. Yes. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. He gives us that scenario. To tell us, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. You see, a child of God just naturally, because he's illuminated with light, because he's been enlightened, God is shining in his heart. He automatically wants to give honor and glory and praise unto him who saved him. And the best way that he can do it and let it be seen to all is in the church. He said, on the candlestick. That's where the light gets the best radiance. Is when it's set up there on a candlestick to give forth that light. Turn with me to the book of Acts in chapter 13. Acts chapter 13 and verse 47. Paul and Barnabas waxing bold here in these verses. In verse 47 said, "For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth." He has set us, church members, he has set us to be a light unto the world.
Amen.
We have his light shining in us. It's to be reflecting. We do that as we go into all the world and tell the message, the gospel message of Jesus Christ. We point them to the light so that they might be enlightened, so that they might be illuminated and also be reflectors of that light. Look how it's said in the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 2, in verse 15, "That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke." Have you gotten that? Have you laid hold of that? "That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke." You see, as sons of God, as children of God, we're to be blameless and harmless and without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Listen, we live in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation, in the midst of a rebellious and hard-hearted, stiff-necked people.
Amen.
And they will not hear. They don't want to hear. But we're to be in the midst of them. We're to be blameless and harmless and without rebuke. Why? Because we're the sons of God. We're not to live like they live. We're not to do like they do.
We're to be different. We're to emanate light. We're to illuminate. Reflect. Light. Continuing on. Among whom ye shine as lights in the world. You see, we're just supposed to shine as lights in the world. If God has shined into our hearts,
for us to see the glory of God in the person and face of Jesus Christ, then we're to, though, even though we dwell in the midst of a perverse and crooked people, nation, we're to shine as lights in the world. So he says in verse 8, all that to say this: walk as children of light. What is that? Does that sound like that's an option? Does that sound like you have a choice, brother? That I have a choice? To walk as children of light? He said, walk as children of light. What kind of a statement do we call that? We call it an imperative. It's a command. We don't have the option. We don't have the option to do anything else.
Then why do we? We're commanded to walk as children of light. If we are children of God, if we are in Christ, if we have been illuminated and enlightened, then we are to walk as children of light. Turn with me to the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 5. Well, along one verse, but you know, I think we need to read some other verses. Begin with verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit. Another way of saying that would be walk in the light. And ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You see what he's saying? It's impossible to be walking in the Spirit and to be walking in those dark deeds of the world. It's impossible. And it's impossible to be walking in the Spirit if you're doing the dark deeds of the world. So walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. They're opposed one to the other. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. And basically, Paul wrote the better part of one chapter dealing with that. So not being able to do the things that he would. The thing, you know, because he'd been given a new heart, he had a desire to do that which was good, that which was godly, that which was right. But he found himself doing that which he didn't desire to do. We find ourselves doing that sometimes, don't we? But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Notice all those. Are they broken out by classes? Well, one's more is worse than another one? No, they're all lumped together, aren't they? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Read all of that to get to verse 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Is the Spirit of God indwelling you? Are you living in the Spirit? Is the Spirit in you? Then walk in the Spirit. Walk in the light. Walk as children of the light. As he said. What was it we read in 1 Thessalonians 5:5? How was that stated? He said, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. So let us walk as children of the light, children of the day, and not as children of the night. Turn with me to 1 John. 1 John chapter 1. And nowhere, well, we might read verses 8 and 9, but those aren't our primary verses. We want verse 7. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, when you and I as Christians, as children of God, you and I that have had God shine into our hearts, to see the glory of God in the person, in the face of Jesus Christ. When we walk in the light, as He is in the light, then we have fellowship. We have fellowship with Him, and we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. In other words, we are, as we walk in the light, as He is in the light, and we have that fellowship, we are manifesting that we are children of the light. We are manifesting that His blood has cleansed us from all our sin, from all unrighteousness. But if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us walk as children of faith, which is in holiness and truth. Let us walk as children of light. We sometimes sing that song, which is not a direct quote from Romans 1:17, but we sing that song, Living by Faith. Do we really think about that as we sing in it, Living by Faith? Oh, we love faith because it is the grace of God. We love faith. But do we really stop to think about living by faith? Living as a child of faith means we're living, walking in the light of Jesus Christ. And so many of us, and so much of our time is spent not walking in that light, but walking in the dark ways of the world. When we set our affections and our thoughts upon things of the world, is that light? Is that walking in the light? No. You see, when we're walking in the light and in the light that He gives us, we can learn to be content with what He gives us so that we don't have to set our affections on things of this world. But our affection is to be on Him. Well, we'll stop there this afternoon.